This is program number LW2184. Ever had anyone walk up to you when you've been hurt for some reason, and he says, "I know just how you feel"? Have you ever wanted to say, "No, you don't. You haven't been through this. You can't know how I feel"? Well, maybe you felt like saying it, but you didn't. You know why? Because you knew he was trying to help. He was sympathizing with you. He really felt for you, and you appreciated it, didn't you? Hi, this is Larry West. Rupert Hughes tells this story. He was a friend a long time ago of Will Rogers. He and Will Rogers one day went to an institution where victims of infantile paralysis, broken backs, and diseases were re-educated and trained so that they could get off their beds and out of their wheelchairs again and conduct life normally. Well, Hughes tells how great it was to see Will Rogers, that famous comedian, make these victims laugh. Mr. Hughes once confessed that he couldn't help wondering, though, how anyone could be so boisterously happy with such people, such as Will was, and never show a sign of being touched by how they were suffering so much. Then he said that one day, after Will Rogers had kept these people all roaring with laughter, Will asked where the washroom was, and then he slipped away. While he was in the washroom, Mr. Hughes tells that a mutual friend of theirs, who was there with them, opened the door to hand Will Rogers a towel, and he found Will Rogers leaning against the wall, his head buried in his arm, and he was crying, sobbing like a child. Well, that friend closed the door softly, unnoticed, and when Will came out, he went right back into the midst of these people to tell them goodbye, and he was laughing as hilariously as before. You know, just to know that a man can be touched makes that man a great man. Yet, though sympathy is great, real comfort comes when someone sits down who knows how you feel. You know, simply because he's been there too, right? Dr. Stuart Nye Hutchison tells about a boy he once worked with, a boy who was an amputee who had lost his right hand. The boy felt so sorry for himself that, well, he became a recluse. He didn't want to see or be with anybody. His parents were, of course, greatly concerned. And finally, one day, the boy's dad went to his son and told him he knew a man he wanted the boy to meet. He told his son that he was going to have that fellow come by the house to visit him. Well, the boy didn't want to see anybody. He just wanted to be by himself. But his father brought the fellow in anyway. Well, when the fellow was introduced to the boy looked up and saw that the fellow had no right arm. I mean, his whole arm was gone. All he could see was an empty sleeve. Well, the fellow came over to the boy and said, "I haven't any hand either. I lost mine when I was a boy, and I know how it feels." There's a difference between sympathy that feels something, you know, and empathy, where a fellow knows how it feels. You know, when we hurt, sympathy is something we can't live without. But empathy, now that's something far sweeter. And that's what makes Jesus Christ so exciting. He's able to feel what we're going through. I mean, he can truly say, "I know how it feels." I mean, he knew what it was to get thirsty, to get hungry, to be physically exhausted. He knows how it feels to be lonely, rejected. He knows how tension feels, how it is to be under a lot of pressure, you know? He knows how it feels, well, to be disappointed. And yet, though he cried, he can dry our tears. That's because he can come and say, "Hey, I care, and I know what you're going through. I was there. I know how it feels." Thank God for Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.